I'm Rosalind Brain McCann with Utah State University Extension, and I'm a statewide sustainable community specialist. It's a great time to start thinking about how can we improve our environmental footprint this year. And a lot of people associate sustainability with loss, but actually there's a lot to be gained by engaging in sustainable behaviors. For example, in January, if you want to shed paperweight, you can actually gain time by not having to sift through so much junk mail and opt out of receiving junk mail by visiting the Direct Marketing Association's mail preference service at dmachoice.org and opting out of receiving junk mail. An easy New Year's resolution to achieve is shedding some paperweight. And in February, you can decide to be a cool Valentine by turning down your thermostat. Especially when your house is empty during the day, that thermostat, if it's set high, is just heating a house with no one in it. And you're wasting money then on an electric bill that you could just really reduce by just turning your thermostat. An easy behavior. And the energy part is a really important thing to consider, because the big three hitters when it comes to reducing our environmental footprint are our mode of transportation, the food we consume, and also our energy consumption. So anything we can do to reduce our energy consumption will help us improve our environmental footprint. In March, you can think about natural spring cleaning, and there are lots of great recipes and products now on the market that are not harmful for you or your children as you are cleaning your house, but still do a really good job. If you want to find out more information about sustainability, feel free to visit my website at extensionsustainability.usu.edu. Thank you very much. Again, I'm Rosalind Brain McCann, and I am a sustainable community specialist with Utah State University Extension.